broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for, wow, man, I'm telling you, time just flies. It's March 18th. March 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two in the goal, always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances, brilliant, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration, as you know. And best of all, it's a freedom-loving, faith-filled. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. First hour, we talked a lot about Russia. First hour, we talked about walk softly and carry a big stick, and we talked about the escalation ladder is really when nations escalate. It's a concept to describe how the severity of military conflict can escalate to the very top. The very top is nuclear war, mutual destruction. Only a few nations are capable of going all the way to the top of that escalation ladder. Russia, China, the United States, to name three. That's probably all. But the same dynamic, ladies and gentlemen, exists in economic war as well. And folks, understand, Russia is not just a oil and gas powerhouse. Folks, they're a commodity powerhouse as well. And I'm telling you right now, we act like they're just the little weaklings, but we're literally creating a mutual destruction. I believe that's their intention. They want to eventually push for a global reset, a financial reset, a jubilee, if you will. But the most valuable inflation deterrent is not only constitutional currency, gold and silver, but believe it or not, farmland has outperformed most other reality checks as well. And ladies and gentlemen, experts say they don't care if it's a boom or bust market. You can do well if you follow fundamental principles regardless. But the war, the economic war so far, rages on. America's great because she's good, says de Tocqueville. But if America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. We understand that the false gods we worship is the problem. As we look at Spencer W. Kimball's incredible article, if this nation is to endure, ladies and gentlemen, it will only be upon those divine principles embodied in our founding documents, aka the Constitution for the United States of America. I believe it should be akin to scripture in our nation, and the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen. That's the summary of last hour, but dovetails with Dr. Scott Bradley in this hour perfectly. Doctor, welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much. You know, when you brought to mind the fact that this is the 18th of March, I don't even know if Americans even consider history anymore. I've got a kind of a nephew. Well, he is a nephew. He's in his 20s. He never learned how to even read cursive. We're closing the door on so many things that that tie us to history. And when you mentioned the 18th of March, it came to mind that so earlier this week, it was the Ides of March. And, of course, the Ides of March was an event that should be in everybody's mind. And 44 B.C., when Caesar was assassinated in the Senate. Now, what the heck does that have to do with anything that's going on? If you know the history, and again, I fear and tremble at the fact that we have not been willing to learn the lessons of history, so we are doomed to repeat them. At any rate, there was concerns within the Senate that in 44 B.C., that Caesar was seizing power and going to basically create himself a power base that no one could counter. And so there were different points, and without trying to, you know, review them all, because it is a pretty complex thing, just like everything that's happening to us today, this Ukrainian thing, for example, but and our economy, for example, and I mean, you could take almost any point you wanted. But there were those that figured if they killed Caesar, that they would, the problem would go away. And others were equally interested in obtaining power, like Mark Antony. And so there was a thought, well, let's kill him too, but no, maybe not. Well, Caesar's, all of his power base stay except for Caesar has to go. And then there were those that supposedly appreciated Caesar and were his friends that weren't. And so why do I mention this? Well, the fact of the matter is that sometimes issues are very complex, almost always. And unless you can understand the dynamics at play, oftentimes we do a knee-jerk reaction that we're played into to make us take a certain approach. We step right on the landmine. We do whatever we're supposed to, they want us to do. But in addition to that, sometimes taking action that is not well considered actually exacerbates the problem. And I'll just give the example that that comes to mind. Right after the election and the shock and horror that many of Donald Trump's followers experienced, they were hoping that FEMA would seize control in the United States. Unmitigated disaster would have followed. This is absolutely a formula for the destruction of everything Americanist. But there were those that proposed and promoted and prayed for even a seizure of power by an entity that many proposed and said was actually more powerful than the U.S. Constitution, had more credibility and more ability to govern as it should be. And again, all of these are opinions. The military was going to seize power. Oh, well, what makes you think the military is going to implement proper things? They surely didn't do a very good job with the deconstruction of the South after the Civil War, so-called. And so what sometimes it I just become very, very concerned that without deep dive understandings, and I often say an uninformed vote is more dangerous than no vote at all, because you have at least a 50-50 chance of making the wrong choice. And very often, what if there's two choices in front of you or 10 choices in front of you, they're all wrong because they've been all basically brought together to make certain that there are no good choices. You know, the dialectical kind of approach to things. No, they're not any good choices based upon how the establishment is presenting things. And by the way, that's the Ukrainian war to a T. That's the coronavirus thing to a T. That's our economy to a T. And it's always deception and, you know, the magician's hand wave of his right hand flourish, and you're supposed to really be looking at his left hand because that's the one doing the trickery. And so, I mean, the Ides of March came to my mind when you said the 18th of March, because what ultimately happened was truly the destruction of the Roman Republic because of all of the complexities and the personalities and the power mongering and everything. And so even those that wanted to restore the Republic ended up being in the middle of a gigantic civil war in Rome. And I fear very often in this country that our ignorance plays to that tune so perfectly that we're just being played. And virtually every option on the table that's ever brought forth, regardless of the political party, regardless of the trusted representative, it's a bad choice.
It's a horrible choice, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to tie this war escalation reality, not only war, but economically, ladies and gentlemen. I believe the United States is engaging in war crimes, ladies and gentlemen, acts of war against Russia. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not defending Russia, okay? I think that the Russia's invasion of the Ukraine is evil and wrong. Waging war is wrong. Goods should cross borders, not armies, okay? I'm for peace. I'm for appropriate diplomatic relationships. I'm for leadership by example and kindness and love and for the free markets and everything else. But I'm convinced we, the United States, are involved in acts of war. Let me give the details to you. Russia makes $117 million bond payment to avoid default. But it turns out that sanctioned, they call them sanctions, I put left paren acts of war, have isolated the country, meaning Russia, financially. It has intentionally driven down the value of the ruble and has cut off Moscow's access to about half of its foreign currency reserves, ladies and gentlemen. That is huge. Now listen, ratings agencies have now slashed the foreign debt, if you will, of Russia ratings have slashed it about in half. Junk bond status we've got now. And now the ratings agencies, in addition to slashing that, have warned that a default was possible. A default on foreign debt, ladies and gentlemen, would be the country's first since the 1917 Russian Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. So look, why do I say it's acts of war, these sanctions? Because we're literally driving down the value of their currency. We're literally seizing money. We're literally playing games. We're literally saying Americans can't do business with Russians. We're literally saying all these things. Okay, now listen. J.P. Morgan Chase received and processed the payment Russia made after U.S. authorities granted it permission to do so. So let me get this straight. We're going to literally sanction, or in my opinion, commit an act of war, isolating the country financially, literally forcing them to the best of our ability to renege on their debt. When they pay their debt, J.P. Morgan Chase has to go specially to our government and say, can I receive my money? Government says, yes, you're kind of the insider bank trading elite status. You can. The rest of everybody else can't. McDonald's and everybody else, just lose your shirt. Yeah, so instead of a no-fly zone over Russia, we got a no-fry zone because they shut down McDonald's. But see, J.P. Morgan Chase can get their money. But yeah, we got sanctions, but yet oil can flow to Europe still. But yet, okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's all games. It's acts of war. We've turned our economic agenda into acts of war. Let's talk about it with Dr. Bradley in seconds on your radio.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley's with me. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. Check out his weekly incredible webinars and a whole lot more. That's FreedomsRisingSun.com. I'm saying that Russia, literally, in spite of our belligerent warlike sanctions, our acts of war, they make their $117 million bond payment to avoid default. But yet at the same time, we literally have locked everybody down. Nobody can trade with Russia or whatever else. There's a lockdown on that. But hey, even though we've committed sanctions, I call them acts of war, to isolate Russia, to do our very best to ensure they default. J.P. Morgan Chase was given special permission since the Russians delivered on their commitment. Then J.P. Morgan Chase said, hey, you know what? We're about to get a bunch of cash, baby, from the Russians. Can we receive them? Yeah, J.P. Morgan Chase received them after permission by our government to do so. See, I submit to you, this is flat-out acts of war. Dr. Bradley?
Well, I think your statement is quite astute and accurate, because basically what we've got going are acts of war that are economic rather than bombs. Now, everything does not have to take the take the part of a boots on the ground. I mean, we can do aerial bombing, but we do these economic bombings, if you will, too. And I would remind all your listeners that the economic pieces of things have generally been precursors in our history to hot wars, if you will, the wars where they're blasting cannons back and forth at each other. You look at the War of 1812, precipitated by economic sanctions that England had put on, they were the mistress of the sea. They considered themselves able to blockade or to board any ship and go and look and see if it was carrying anything they didn't want it to carry, or if it had been in the ports, whatever ports. I mean, it was economic warfare.
They literally thought they were God, didn't they?
Well, I would ask people today to review the status of the United States of America in the minds of those that are false leaders at the leading of this nation now. But you look at what happened to World War One and the economic things that were going on. In fact, the entrance of the United States into World War One was largely dictated by the J.P. Morgans of the world, because they had economic skin in the game. They wanted England and France to win because of the loans that were out there. And as early as, 1914, when we were shipping munitions, nobody'd ever think about doing that, would they, in Ukraine? We were shipping munitions to France and England to use against Germany. Or you look at World War II, what the economic sanctions that were placed on Japan for, their Indochina and Chinese intrusions, the Korean and so on. I mean, almost everything, every big blast that we've had has been tied back to an economic thing to begin with before the war got hot, for us anyway. And so there we have a lot of historical perspectives, and that's why I tell people, look, read history. I mean, it doesn't just, the Ides of March, okay, fine, figure out what it is. But all of these economic things that are being done currently in the world are based upon how we have precipitated war in the past. And it's if your people are starving, if their economy is being destroyed, if your industry can't participate, whatever, if the United States has done that, just because there's not a bunch of rubble laying there on the ground that you blew up with a Tomahawk missile doesn't mean you haven't destroyed the economy or caused starvation or caused some kind of challenge for the people in the land. And then the absurdity of claiming that the inflation in the United States is caused by Russia. What an absolute lie. Of course, they've never lied to us before. I mean, the coronavirus thing would verify that. But the fact of the matter is, our economy is in a shambles because of bad economic policy, even of the people at home here. And for us to say, oh no, Russia, oh, they're the aggressor. Oh, the gas prices, it's Russian. Holy cow. Look within our own hearts and see where we have been and where we are, and we'll discover that literally we're committing national suicide and we're attempting to get other nations to be destroyed too. The whole thing is a deception, and it's tragic, and it's a travesty, but most Americans are unwilling to look at the big picture.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The reason that I say that it's war sanctions is just imagine if China, Russia, the Ukraine, North Korea, Syria, Iran. Do I need to keep naming countries? What if they all got together and said, hey, we're going to economically sanction the United States. No energy flows to them. No products whatsoever flow to them. We're jettisoning the dollar tomorrow. We're going to go ahead and sanction. And you know what? We call all of our debt instantly due tomorrow. We would call it economic acts of war, would we not, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. And it would be. And it is when we do
it. Of course. But we're doing that very thing, pretending, dishonestly lying to the people in America, pretending we have the moral high ground and we're protecting the Ukraine. We're doing no such thing.
We don't have, there isn't a moral high ground that is being followed right now. There is a moral high ground that could be found, but we're not following it. And our if we had a decent foreign policy that followed the original foreign policy established back 230 years ago and carried forth for largely the first century anyway, we would be in the economic high ground. We would be in the political high ground. We'd be in the moral high ground all the way across the board. We could, as you talked about, export ideas, export principle, export freedom.
Solutions, example, light on a hill example, right?
Exactly. But that isn't what we're doing. You know, we say, oh, no, those Muslims, they're horrible. They convert by the sword. They march into a country and whack everybody's head off that doesn't become part of their religion. We're trying to convert the world by the sword to our political philosophy. And it's really strange because it is not the baseline Americanist philosophy. It's a new global philosophy with the, you know, the United Nations and the Council on Foreign Relations and these big economic summits, the G20, the G7, all of these guys that are attempting, as you mentioned the word earlier, a reset. And, you know, the Klaus Schwab guys and the people from Davos. And these are the people that, well, I liken it kind of, and this is, I don't know if you want to take the time to discuss this, but I liken it to the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, where this whore of all the earth is riding into all the nations on the back of a scarlet beast. Now, of course, scarlet is the color we often think of when it comes to this communist socialistic kind of perspective. They're using this perspective to get into all the countries of the world, and ultimately the scarlet beast turns and devours the whore. Okay, and to go read the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation and see, wait a minute, is this something similar that's happening to the world? All of these economic powerhouses, these money mongers, these paper mongers, whatever you want to call them, that want to run the economies of the world into the ground so that they can reset the thing, they'll be devoured, according to the scripture. And it's just amazing to me that we can't seem to make some of these connections, and the United States has lost its bearings, that we don't have any good diplomacy anymore. We don't have any good wise statesmen, it doesn't seem. You know, if there are some, I'm unaware of them. But maybe there's one or two out there somewhere, probably, you know, sound asleep right now or something. But the fact of the matter is, the United States is at fault in almost everything that's happening here because we're violating the original intent and because we're doing it for some other, shall I say, agenda. And it may be Klaus Schwab's or Bill Gates, or it may be the Council on Foreign Relations, or it may be the United Nations. I mean, all of these things are playing together in opposition to what our real approach to things should be. So, yeah, we're in a really bad world of hurt right now because we don't have righteous leadership, which brings us
and
back
let me
to
give you an example of what's
doing.
Happening to kind of highlight this, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden's trying to go to Iran to buy oil. Iran. Okay, Joe Biden's trying to get to Venezuela to buy oil. See, these people have dictator thugs. Many of them we've literally put in place with our coups and everything else around the world. We're in over 130 nations, militarily speaking. So we have created this crisis, but now Joe literally consorting with the enemy because Russia's supposedly a bigger enemy. Now, I'm not defending Russia. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we ought to trust the Russians. Okay, look, Vladimir Putin came from the KGB, for crying out loud. This guy's not a Christian leader, like a lot of people believe. This guy's not for the free market. He just wants his brand of communism / socialism to take over. It's kind of like the Republicans and Democrats. They just want their brand. They don't care about liberty. They just want their brand of tyranny. Which brand do you like, the Republicans or the Democrats? Do you want the Vladimir Putin or the Joe Biden's brand of tyranny? That's all they're debating about, ladies and gentlemen. But I submit to you that we're engaged in acts of war. And we're the literal causer of this in the first place. Let's talk more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Transportation Safety Board reported last night the driver of the pickup involved in a fiery head-on collision in Texas that killed nine people, including six University of the Southwest golfers, was only 13 years old. President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, if approved, may need to recuse herself from one of her first cases.
At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
March Madness basketball tournament upset last night as Kentucky lost to St. Peter's in overtime. USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you that I submit to you that we're involved in war crimes, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not defending in any way Russia. But I am saying that we are the problem. And I'm highlighting the fact that we are the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We pretend we're not. But we lie to the people. We dishonestly lie to the people. And that's what's kind of going on. And I believe that the United States, led by Joe Biden, is becoming the greatest war criminal on the planet. That doesn't mean that the other acts of war by Russia and everything else are avoided, or that I'm not saying they're guilt or that they're innocent. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am telling you is that we, the people, have got to really understand and think through this reality. So we reported on Ben Swan's video about the biolabs that are in the Ukraine. And we, the government, have been funding and using those biolabs. Now, we lied and said they didn't exist, got caught, and we proved they exist with testimony before Congress. And then, in addition to that, they then said, well, don't worry, they were old Soviet Union labs. And my response is not, and they say, we're dismantling them. Not true, it's been 30 years. Then they said, oh, well, the labs are fine, they exist, and we built some of them, but they're only used for inert purposes. Now we find out that is a lie as well. Exclusive new info. Ukraine biolabs may have been creating bioweapons. Ben Swan. Here he is.
Exclusive information about the Ukraine biolab story that some media and politicians are still pretending don't exist. And now we have brand new information you're not going to see anywhere else because it's being scrubbed from the internet. Not only do we have new insight into what was inside of those labs, but also new information about the people working there, being given diplomatic immunity. And not only that, but that people living around some of those labs over the past decade have become sick with cholera and even swine flu. Plus, do these labs have anything to do with the overthrow of the Ukrainian government in 2014? A lot of information to get to today. I'm Ben Swan. This is Truth in Media.
Have it, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and stop that. I wanted to highlight that, Dr. Bradley. And now when you say that we scrub this from the internet so we the people can't have access to the truth, when the government then lies to the people and say we've got to take the side of Ukraine, when Joe pretends he has the purse strings and puts millions and millions and millions of dollars into the Ukraine, not only financial but military hardware, fueling the military-industrial complex, when you realize we had labs there and then lied about it, then you start to say not only are we declaring war on the Ukraine, declaring war on Russia, literally declaring war on the world, but they're literally declaring war on U.S. citizens when they deny us information and the truth and reporting. It turns out that these bio labs were used for the nefarious purposes we claimed. And they first mocked us and said, you guys are crazy. You guys are nothing but conspiracy theorists. And now we've documented it to the point where, hey, we know the truth, right? And so I look at this and I say, it's nothing but acts of war against everybody and everything. It's a crash and burn force for the reset policy we got going on at every turn. And every piece of information that we uncover points to a more sinister and more sinister narrative by the minute, sir.
You know, your government has never lied to you, Sam. And for people that believe that, they're completely delusional. And we have the last 2 years. At every single step of the way, you were lied to. Not just you, but I and everyone else in this nation, and indeed everyone in the world. There was not a lick of science involved in any of the things that happened. A safe and effective vaccine? Come on. We know neither could be possibly demonstrated. We have been basically put under the thumb of a totalitarian government, and suddenly, because of a Ukrainian development, as this coronavirus thing seems to be waning, at least in the hearts and minds of the people. I don't believe we're done with it yet, though, because I believe they'll play Act 3 or 6 or whatever it is now when they get an opportunity to further implement tyranny. But right now, the people are just tired of it, and so they're redirecting our attention to this other thing, and they're feeding frenzy. Whenever you see such a complete, not just narrative or storyline, it is a script that's being handed to those talking heads, with a few exceptions, such as your program, Sam. With a few exceptions, this truly is a script, and we're following it. And it's interesting how we get bamboozled, we get deceived, we get brought down that primrose path all the way along the line. You look at World War II, for example. Hitler and Stalin put together a non-aggression pact in August of 1939. They started World War II by invading Poland in September of 1939. And then after Hitler had consolidated his backside, if you will, in Western Europe, he turned his attention against the Soviet Union. What did we do? We joined Uncle Joe. United States joined Uncle Joe Stalin in the war against Hitler. We chose a side. Which was more heinous? Hitler killing 6 million Jews, or Uncle Joe Stalin killing 10 million kulaks in Ukraine?
And by the way, that's called Holodomor, just so people understand, right?
Right. You've heard about it. Probably somebody's kicking it around. They're using that as justification to hate Russia today. But the fact of the matter is, we chose Uncle Joe. We sent them almost 500,000 military vehicles, just vehicles alone, tons of other war material. And the fact of the matter is, that we kind of change our colors, our spots, or whatever you want to call it, every chance we get to further a process. And I really believe FDR and his communist cronies had chosen communism over fascism. They're both poison. They're all poison. I mean, De Gaulle was De Gaulle was another form of socialist. The war in Europe really was a gang war. which gang was going to be in charge when they got done, which, you know, whose gang colors were going to be flying over their capitals. And the fact of the matter is, the United States chose positions. We entered the war. There was no need for us to be in any of those things. World War I is probably even more egregious in its violations of everything. But we entered that for economic purposes based on the J.P. Morgans and their other money mongers. And so we kill our own economy. We kill our own belief system. In fact, the Carnegie Institute did a study back in the early part of the 20th century on how do they best change the values, attitudes, and beliefs of the United of the world, of a government.
War, and, sir.
And that is exactly right. The most permanent way to change the mores, the values, attitudes, and beliefs, is through war. I mean, we go on institutional, legalized mass murder, and everybody comes out of the home and goes to the war machine. Mothers leave children with grandmothers or whatever. That nowadays that wouldn't happen so much. But that's the way it was in World War One. The boys went over to Europe and killed people that really was our heritage historically, and got introduced to all sorts of egregious things, and it changed our country. It really changed our country. The follow on in the 20s and 30s, so much of that led to further debauchery. It was worse in Europe, by the way, and we end up with another war to change values, attitudes, and beliefs. In October of 1945, they implement the United Nations. And then in 1949, we got NATO, a regional arrangement out of the United Nations, a military arm of the United Nations, and we're seeking to expand it. And guess what? Ukraine is trying to get in the United Nations because it would bring us to any war, any scrape that they got into, we'd be in it. All of these things are done by purpose. And Americans just are so blindly accepting, oh, our government would never lie. Can you believe that after 2 years of blatant lying, unremitting lying, every single aspect of the government has lost its credibility, or should have lost its credibility if we've had thinking human beings, that nothing they have done has any truth in it, and suddenly we're getting nothing but the truth. The media was involved in it. You know, the entertainment people, the politicians everywhere, in this coronavirus thing, and suddenly, oh, no, I know that was a lie before. Nope, but now that we have this other script, we've got to get in line and march off to war. And as you point out, it's already underway economically, and the United States has no, we have no right to do what we're doing. We are the belligerent, and ultimately, it will lead to the destruction of the U.S. economy, because as if people think about this for a minute, the effort is to get another, I guess you could call it a reserve currency, which is what the U.S. dollar is right now. When the U.S. dollar is removed from that list or replaced by a basket of currencies, we're going to start to see the real value of all the dollars that were created in the last several decades. We'll see the dollar sink to a level that we have never guessed it could in the past.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back from the break, the final segment I want to spend on the repercussions of our belligerence, of our immorality, of our pretending we have the moral high ground while waging war and backing the military-industrial complex and destroying the sovereignty of other nations everywhere we go. The repercussions will be swift. We'll talk about them in seconds on your radio.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. These are just the musings of Sam Bushman. Probably worth what I'm charging you for them. And so just consider what I have to say and think about this. I'm saying the U.S. is involved in all kinds of belligerence and has been literally for decades, but it's become epic proportion at this point. We literally are violating the sovereignty of nation after nation after nation after nation. We are literally agitating for war at every turn, economically, physically, etc. We are literally fueling and funding the biggest economic and physical war machine the world has ever known. We are literally agitating at every single turn possible. Kamala just went to Europe, but it was a disaster. So economic sanctions, acts of war, all these, you know, fueling and funding military industrial complex, act of war, literally violating sovereignty. And the immorality of this warmongering, this murdering babies by abortion, this death and destruction agenda we seem to be hell-bent on, ladies and gentlemen, will not continue unabated. It will have absolute consequences. Write it down. Remember who's telling you. I'm going from the Bible. I'm going from what God has said to we the people. I'm going from the example and leadership and guidance of the founding fathers to avoid this like the plague. All right? But when Russia makes this payment and we literally have to give permission to JP Morgan Chase to accept it while everybody else is sanctioned 66 ways from Sunday, we literally are trying to create an act of war and engineer the default of a nation. Okay? And then when we have these Ukraine biolabs, we're literally creating bioweapons all around the world. I don't know what'll happen if those bioweapons labs fall in the hands of Russia or fall in the hands of who knows or what's been done, but I can tell you this, no good comes from it, I can assure you. But ladies and gentlemen, there will be repercussions. Many of the repercussions will just be reality. In other words, cause and effect. You go ahead and print a gazillion dollars and pretty soon your dollar's worth nothing. That's a cause and effect reality. You go ahead and wage war and you're going to, you know, you advocate for war, you agitate for war, you create war, you have rumors of war. Eventually, you know what, if war is the, pretty soon war will be the mandate. You want war? Hang around war criminals. You want to get rich? Hang around rich people. You want to do what's right? Hang around the God-fearing people, right? Okay, it's very simple. The value of the company you keep matters. But I digress except to say this. Not only there will be natural cause and effect consequences, there will be God's consequences for our abuses, for our pro-death, murderous agenda from the womb to the tomb, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, God is giving us warnings. He's giving us economic warnings. He's giving us plagues like sickness warnings. He's also giving us warnings in the weather, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake, these warnings should not be lost on a people that could clearly get it and repent and change. If we will. Headline says this, Dr. Bradley, drought conditions expected to worsen and spread further through the spring. Winter precipitation amounts were not enough to significantly improve conditions around the country, government scientists said. Drought conditions are likely to continue across more than half the continental United States, all the way at least through June, straining water supplies and increasing the risk of wildfires is the problem, says the OSHA, or I'm sorry, not OSHA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said nearly 60% of the continental United States is experiencing drought, ladies and gentlemen, which is the largest part since 2013, NOAA said, issuing its spring outlook. They got a big broadcast forecast for April, May, June, and they say while these conditions are not new, the agency expects them to worsen and spread in the coming months. And then here's where they, in my opinion, lie. Because of above-average temperatures and below-average precipitation, that's going to turn everything back in the wrong direction. After a winter in some drought-stricken western states had seen improvement, they were in better shape than they were last summer, but it's going to get worse. Some states in the southern plains are going to get worse, Texas, Kansas, etc. Lake Powell, believe it or not, one of two huge reservoirs on the Colorado River, fell this week to its lowest level than it's ever been in its history. That's more than 50 years. It's getting closer to a threshold that would shut down hydropower production. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. And I believe this is God warning us. Some would say punishing us. I wouldn't. I would say God does this for our sakes. He gives us these turmoil things to make us remember him and turn to him. I beg us to do so. Dr. Bradley, what do you think of my assessment, and do you think we'll do it?
I don't think we'll do it, sadly. That's a kind of a brief answer, but your position, I think, is accurate if we'll take the time to analyze it. We've talked often about George Mason, what he said in the Constitution Convention of 1787, about how nations, because they don't exist in the eternities, must either get their reward or punishment in this life. And that's the way things work out. It really, truly is. And what you're saying is not a popular position. But if you go back and you look at us speaking against these wars and these undiplomatic approaches to things that the founders warned us about, George Washington, in his farewell address, spoke in such a way that probably could be applied to those of us that have been speaking this way. He said, real patriots who may resist the intrigues of the favorite are liable to become suspected and odious, while its tools and dupes usurp the applause and confidence of the people to surrender their interest. And so these things can be warnings, obviously. Sometimes, very rarely anymore, we have good diplomats, for example. And I hearken back 85 years ago. If you just got a minute, I'd like you to read something that was said by a former Undersecretary of State, a great spiritual leader and wise constitutionalist, a guy by the name of J. Reuben Clark, Jr. Back in April of 1937, he made a warning about these war footings that nations go on, and it applies directly to the United States. If you got a second, I'd like to just share that with your
yes,
listeners.
Yes, please.
He said, furthermore, well, that's just a second. I guess I probably ought to start. There is strongest reason for believing that some of the most skilled, astute, and shrewd diplomats, politicians, and statesmen of all Europe are now planning to have the people of the United States finance the next European war. This was 1937, remember this, either before the war begins or during its progress. Furthermore, certain of these same diplomats, politicians, and statesmen are planning to entice the United States into an offensive and defensive military alliance in order that we shall participate in that next world war by sending our young men to the battlefields of Europe. The argument they now plan to use to bring this about is that in this way only can the peace of the world be preserved. While this is a most profound fallacy, it's a lie, people, going on, it will unfortunately find a sympathetic ear among many of the people of this country who do not fully understand international relations. It will require the wisest statesmanship on our part to prevent the United States from becoming again the victim of a world military catastrophe. I would submit to you, people, that 85 years later, this odious patriot statement would apply equally and probably on steroids. America, the United States, is being sucker punched across the entire world on every single level. I don't care if it's a medical catastrophe that's contrived and foisted, or it's an economic one, or it's a belligerent war effort. We are being sucked into this by those that Clark called these skilled, astute, shrewd diplomats, politicians, and statesmen that are planning to have these people, these United States, sucker punched into all of this stuff that's going on. And literally, as you point out, Sam, these things aren't without consequences. And as George Mason pointed out, because the nations don't exist in the eternities, we have to face those consequences, pro or con, good or bad, while we're in this mortal existence. And we need to turn back to the sound foundational principles that God ordained on this nation to begin with. By so doing, we'll embrace his commandments. We'll become a less adulterous nation, a less vulgar, crude, belligerent. I mean, the Prince of Peace, I mean, his very name says, don't do what you're doing. And, you know, wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All of those names of Christ are really being besmirched by everything the United States is doing right now. We have turned from the God of this land, whom I believe is truly the God of this land, and established this land for his good and noble purposes, that his people might be free and independent, that we might worship him and serve him and perform all the labors we need to on this earth. We have turned our back on that, and the highest levels of our politicians are fostering these wrong things. And I think the people of the whole nation are more interested in March Madness, or more interested in, the Super Bowl that was recently played, I think. And some of these other nonsensical things, it's not to say they're bad in and of themselves, but they're distractions. And we allow ourselves to be betrayed, and we have such a short institutional memory. Well, individuals have bad memories apparently too. When we have listened to 2 years of lies, unremitting, unrequited lies, oh no, but what they're telling us now
and
is
and the longer we
true.
Go, the more we've exposed those lies as well. The truth shall make you free if you turn to the right media sources. But ladies and gentlemen, it starts with cleansing the inner vessel, though. Look, the nation is no more strong than the individuals and the families that are in it. And so we've got to cleanse the inner vessel personally. We've got to do so within our families. And then we've got to get on our knees and get God's guidance and protection, and then stand up and insist on restoration of the true principles. And we got to do that through the checks and balances that America is brilliantly known for. We can become a light on a hill again. We can become an example to other nations. We can truly hold the moral high ground. And there's only one path to getting that done, and that's turn to God Almighty. Turn to Jesus Christ as our Savior. Set aside theological differences and understand that, look, we believe in the God of miracles. We believe in the author of our liberty. And we're going to prove our faith and our belief by our thoughts and our actions. Will we do what he asks us to do? And ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop this abortion mill. We need to stop this war mill. We need to stop this belligerent violation of the sovereignty of other nations. There are sound principles we must adhere to, or we are in trouble. And I believe that God is giving us warnings now before he takes off the gloves, if you will. You think we've seen something so far? You ain't seen nothing yet, people. But I'm telling you, the warnings are there, giving us every opportunity to change and repent. My prayer is that we will. Final words, yours, Dr. Bradley. 20 seconds.
Oh, okay, well, that's absolutely true. We, you know, you mentioned stop these religious, prickliness to each other. I just recently did a big study on the American founders. Their religious sects were different, but they worked together for liberty, and we've got to start doing that today, so that we can unite and continue to worship our God as we desire to do.
FreedomsRisingSun.com to learn more about the incredible webinars and website of Dr. Scott Bradley. FreedomsRisingSun.com. I'm Sam Bushman. LibertyRoundtable.com. Syndicated by LovingLiberty.net and BrighteonRadio.com. For Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman and everyone hopefully listening, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.